I conducted a film score.
You did?
Yes.
For which film?
The House with the Clock in Its Walls.
No kidding.
Yep.
Seriously?
Uh-huh. The story behind that is really cool because Nathan Barr, the composer of the film, actually was one of my students in my conducting workshop. I've led for 21 years the BMI conducting workshop for film composers in Los Angeles. Recently, he came across the original Fox Wurlitzer organ that was played in from 1928 that was used on the Fox lot for everything from The Day the Earth Stood Still, the Bernard Herrmann score, to Home Alone, Sound of Music,
really?
All kinds of things. And then it was in put in storage and wasn't used anymore. I think Home Alone was the last time it had been used. And Nate bought it. It was put up for auction. He bought it. And then spent the last 5 years with a meticulous renovation of the organ and built a new studio around the organ. So there's a beautiful studio that holds about maybe 40 musicians. And we recorded his new score for The House with the Clock in Its Walls in the studio, featuring the original Fox Wurlitzer organ. He has six different chambers for housing all the innards of the organ. It's extraordinary and absolutely it's pristine and beautiful. Normally, after the movie's over, you'd have a lot of orchestral music and as they roll the screen credits. But it's a 6 minute organ piece.
Well, I'm going to go see it.
It's fun.
Young at heart, though.
Absolutely, and Jack Black and Cate Blanchett are wonderful in it. So, and the score is great.
Well, you had a fun summer then.
Yeah.
And so you're gearing up now for the next Bangor Symphony Orchestra season. So let's talk about your first concert.
Sure.
That's coming up Sunday.
The more lengthy piece is the Ravel Concerto in G with our soloist Alon Goldstein. It's so great to bring him back to Bangor for this. I don't know when the last time the Ravel was played here, so it'll be great to have that as the centerpiece for our concert. We end the concert with Sibelius' Second Symphony. It's really not so much the musical material, but it's what happens between the phrases. It's his use of silence and space that gives us that real sense of Finland and that mm. just the expanses of the geography. And there are certainly certain gestures that he uses that in this Second Symphony that you hear in many of his other works.
Give us an example of one of those gestures.
There's right in the very, very beginning, we hear the oboes and the clarinets doing this. And that idea, you hear that kind of scherzando woodwind motion. He uses a lot in his pieces, but there it's always like a little reference, and then it moves on to something more expansive and romantic. Or what I find fascinating about his music is that he is not afraid to move us from one emotion to another very quickly. It's never okay. We're going to start in this tempo and we just go. There's always a push and pull, and that's what the human nature is like. We have a thought, we're excited about it, and then we think about it. We interject, and there's question and answer. There's always this start
true.
And stops, and that's his music really reflects that a conversation with the orchestra and great storytelling. Our storytelling is not just, okay, spit out a lot of words, but in fact, there is nuance. There are breaks. Things that you want to draw out because you're going to stress the importance even more. That sort of thing. And that's what he does with his music. I'm a big fan of Sibelius.
I can tell, and deservedly so. I think he was a master of subtlety in many ways and in different ways in each one of his symphonies. But he's not so overt about things as I think of Beethoven. Is he's kind of out there with his heart on his sleeve so much. And
yes, and there's always this element of the kind of the forlorn, melancholy angst. His melodies are rarely joyous. They he takes you by surprise, and suddenly it's loud and rapturous, but it's kind of only happens when he's gotten inside of your body first. it comes from within and then draws you out, rather than, okay, we're just gonna, you know, be boisterous and get your adrenaline going. No, he really infuses himself into your body as you're listening to the music.